What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, Donald Trump admitting he offered to go into Mexico, Lee, with our troops, with our targeting, and take out the cartels. President of Mexico says she'll keep them. No, it's fine. No boots on the ground in Mexico. We love the cartels. Unbelievable. So there it is. Why? Well, look, the cartels, as I've demonstrated exhaustively on the show, control Mexico. They do. They are one with the Mexican government. And if they don't want you to win as a candidate, they just kill you. More than 130 assassination attempts in the last Mexican campaign political cycle. 60 of them successful. They just killed the candidate. Why? Well, that was a person they didn't authorize to run. Cool. All right. So we'll just have like an open border with that. And I guess as they move into cities like Aurora, they'll just start what? Killing candidates they don't agree with who aren't on their payroll? Because that's what we're facing.
Sounds a little bit like election interference, doesn't it, Tara?
Oh, yeah. But on a whole
another level, yeah.
Scale. So Trump was asked, the president of Mexico, who was obviously, you know, playing for sympathy from the American media, says, no, we're not having Mexican sovereignty violated. We don't want any boots on the ground. Donald Trump responding to that, and I think he nails what's really going on here.
The president of Mexico is a lovely woman, but she is so afraid of the cartels that she can't even think straight.
Yeah, she said if she publicly agreed to let our troops come in and take them out, they will kill her. They'll kill her entire family. They may do it now. They may do it later. They will get her. You can't exist in that country if you declare war on the cartels. But the American media is going to use this to try to cover for the cartels, keep them in power. And look, I think Colonel Douglas McGregor did a great interview on this a couple of weeks ago on a financial podcast. He nailed this. And I think Trump understands this, too.
If we do not deal decisively with the illegal aliens and the cartels that work within that framework inside the United States, literally go to war inside our country after we seal this border. And I mean seal it. I'm not talking about what we've got right now. So we've got to change the personnel. We have to have a different system to deal with those illegal crossing points.
Yeah, so and he's talking about it, too, but I absolutely agree with him. And we saw the beginnings of this in Aurora where we saw something, Lee, that we have never seen before. And this is why Trump has to go in there and kill them. I don't, you know, it'd be nice if she helped us, but if she doesn't, that's fine, too. These are terror organizations. What you saw with Aurora was remarkable. You had Tren de Aragua come in, and I know they're a Venezuelan gang, but this is going to happen all over the country. You had Tren de Aragua come in, physically take over apartment complexes, tell the owner that if he didn't go along with this and keep paying his taxes on those apartment complexes that they took over and kicked out his clients, that they would kill him, they would kill his entire family. The poor guy gets lawyers. He goes to the police. He goes to the AG, who's a Democrat. He goes to the governor's office, Democrat there too, and says, help me. They do nothing. And then when the media catches wind of this, our media, they lie to cover for Trende Aragua. They send no one in. They let it go on. Then we find out the FBI briefed them. Department of Homeland Security briefed them. Yep, Trende Aragua's taking territory. They're selling little girls out of the apartment buildings. Selling teenagers, selling women. Some of them kidnapped. They're not even here, you know, of their own accord. UK Daily Mail covers the whole thing. They deny and cover up. Why? What are you doing? You're watching the merger, and this is going to happen, of the Democrat Party, Lee, and Trende Aragua in Aurora. It's one of the most terrifying things I've ever seen. Did a ton of podcast on it. What happens next? Had Kamala Harris won, I think he would begin to see the assassinations of political candidates who challenged Trende Aragua candidates. MS-13 will do it in some areas. Sinaloa will do it in others. That's where we're going, because that's how it is with Mexico. You cannot exist with an open border with this country and think you're going to have a free and fair political system. Simply not going to happen. What do you think he does next, Lee? Do you think? Because I think he goes in there and Soleimani some of these guys.
Yeah, I think that's far more likely. And I think a part of this, there's just a part of this, I think, is show. I think that this is setting it up because I get her point about sovereignty, and I'm not taking her side on this. I would love to see a situation where the U.S. and the Mexican governments would collaborate to rid the Central and North American continent of these gangs, and it would be great to see these two countries work together to do that. But that's just not going to happen for many political reasons. But yeah, I think that it will also work in Trump's favor politically. I think for him to still stand up to this and to take action even within this country and maybe covertly and with covert support from the Mexican government within that country.
Yeah, that was the other thing about this that was interesting. I'm glad you brought that up. She said, we're not having boots on the ground, not having boots on the ground. Well, I wouldn't even think we'd do this with boots on the ground. I'd think we'd do this from space.
Well, actually, we do have boots on the ground. We've got American military trainers in Mexico now that are training Mexican police.
And she mentioned that.
Yeah.
That was something they agreed to do together. No, I'm talking about her coming in and conducting war on the cartel, which she said they couldn't do.
Right.
But if you notice, she only said boots on the ground.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Like, yeah,
and I'm
sea and air were not mentioned.
Yes, exactly. And when it's very interesting. The Russians, for some reason, are obsessed with this. I don't know why, but they have done the best coverage of anybody, like RT News. Of all of our military vessels for the first time, just sitting off the coast of Mexico.
Yeah.
They continue. We're running drone flights, according to them, over Mexico to target these cartels.
Well,
Russians are very interested in us doing this. Maybe they could see us doing it to them. I don't know.
Well, but they are doing it to them too.
Yeah. Well, they're very interested in this, but they've done the best reporting on it. And so I've been waiting for those drone strikes to start on the cartels any moment. So this may be Trump just addressing this before he does it. Look, hey, I asked her, you know, we tried to help, but she's just too terrified. She probably is, honestly. Never mind. She probably is in league with the cartels. You just don't get this far without being in league with the cartels.
Well, that has been one of the accusations of her campaign when she was running for president, is that she has close ties to the cartels to begin with. And as do many candidates in Mexico, if you want to live to run and take office.
Oh, yeah. The last president of Mexico, same thing. He unveiled his HUGS program, Abrazos, literally HUGS program for cartels.
Yeah.
And it was not a punchline. But it turned into a punchline. So the Democrats are very, very interested in these people coming here, bringing them their voters, protecting those voter supply lines, future voter supply lines. And if the cartels want to run drugs, that's fine, too. And I think Trump recognizes this the way that Colonel Douglas MacGregor does. We'll lose his country if we don't root this out. We're going to begin to lose territory. There'll be territory we retain red areas, but blue areas, we'll lose control of them. We, again, started in Aurora. We saw in El Paso, Texas, same thing. I mean, you and I talked about what it took to liberate an apartment complex there from Trende Aragua. It took over 100 law enforcement officers from more than a dozen agencies working together. That's the kind of muscle it takes to go up against these guys. And at some point, we're going to need military on our own. On our own,
to liberate a private residence,
yes,
in the United States of America,
yes,
from a foreign terrorist organization.
Yeah,
that's what happened.
And it didn't make national news, but I mean, I followed it locally. It was shocking.
Well, the national news was trying to suppress it because,
yes,
they were carrying the Biden narrative that, oh, this isn't happening.
It is happening. It's very frightening. I think the Democrats are fine with it. And that's why I've been spent so much time playing that Ken Paxton on the audio, the AG of Texas, saying, look, you are watching the merger of the Democrats and the cartels. They are aiding the cartels. They are working with the cartels. This is what has to be broken. Here's Ken Paxton.
He is cooperating, not just cooperating, but he's literally in partnership with these cartels. In the old days, they used to come and try to hide and run away from Border Patrol. Joe Biden's cut a deal somehow where these cartels transport people directly to the Border Patrol, and then they move them around the country. So we're in a terrible situation. Nothing like this country has ever seen before. And I fear the consequences of Joe Biden's decisions for the next years.
Yeah. Look, I don't know if you saw this last week. It was really awesome. Sebastian Gorka releasing the video of them blowing up a ISIS recruiter. Steps outside his cave for a moment and he's gone. And look, we can do that to the heads of these cartels. And I hope it starts soon. I hope it does. Again, she didn't say we couldn't annihilate them by satellite. She said no. Boots on the ground, so. There is that. All right. Coming up, Alcatraz reopens? Maybe? We'll see.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
China is currently on the brink of one of the biggest economic crises of the last century. The 145% tariffs advocated by U.S. President Donald Trump, combined with the deflationary environment in China, have caused things to spiral out of control in the country.
I don't want this to happen, but I know that China is doing very poorly right now. I just saw some reports coming out, and I don't want that to happen to China.
Chinese factories, which found billions of dollars worth of export markets closed overnight, are facing the risk of a major collapse. American companies are canceling millions of orders, and China is unable to fill the gap. More than 15 million Chinese workers could be affected by this move by the U.S. Beijing is facing a situation where the workforce is collapsing at a dizzying pace. Orders are being canceled, and factories are collectively filing for bankruptcy.
It's happening every minute.
Massive facilities that were swarming with foreign customers just yesterday have halted production and are now idle in empty hangars. The bill for this situation in China is being paid by workers and small-scale factory owners. Two critical indicators sounded the alarm in the March price indices. While the consumer price index has been falling consecutively, the producer price index has been in a downward trend for much longer. In short, instead of inflation, a deflation spiral is now being discussed for China. This critical situation shows that production wheels are not turning, consumer spending is declining, and companies are forced to sell their products below cost. Moreover, the collapse of the real estate market and the negative developments in the construction sector are confronting China with a slow-motion version of the 2008 crisis.
Unbelievable what is going on right now in China, and the mainstream media does not want you to know. Don't want you to know. Now, you can go to places like the New York Post and read things like this. As many as 10 million Chinese workers might lose their jobs over the next few weeks. Next few months, 20 to 30 million. The country's unemployment rate was already well over 10% before Trump's tariff increases. With millions joining the ranks of the unemployed, it's only a matter of time before they take to the streets. Beijing's biggest worry is not a tariff recession, but the social unrest that will follow. Beijing officials continue to bluster in public, echoing Wei Qishan. Forgive me. The former vice president of China and a close ally of Xi Jinping, who says we are not afraid of a trade war. With the U.S., the Chinese people can survive an entire year eating nothing but grass. What are they saying? We're willing to starve our own people again. We've done it before. I actually said this inside China. So, folks, the Chinese tariffs aren't like the other tariffs, the ones reserved for Europe and people who have not really been fair with us, but we're not trying to destroy them. This is different. Trump's got China on the ropes again, and they don't want you to know. You know what the big article was over the weekend? Oh, Temu can't ship stuff anymore. Oh, no. What will we do? Folks, we are battling pure unadulterated evil, okay? This is a party responsible for the murder of, and this is a conservative estimate, 100 million people. Peaceful protesters at Tiananmen Square, millions more, they starved to death. This is a face of evil in the world today. And if you remember, you know, when Reagan was battling the Soviet Union, yeah, the media wasn't in favor of it because they're all Marxists too. But the American people were behind him. They weren't like, well, you know, China is a far bigger existential threat than the Soviet Union ever was. The Soviet Union got mutual assured destruction. It was bad. We defeated them. That was awesome. But this is a country that has got its hooks into the capitals of the world. This is a country that was working on making sure that our trade ships couldn't get through, and our military, the Panama Canal, which we built. This is a country that, if it's not stopped, will take over the world. That is the goal. It's not just trade. And we act like, well, you know, I mean, there are trade partners. We're being so mean. They killed 100 million people. They went to World Trade Organization. We let them join. They follow none of the rules. Trade Organization says, look, if you're going to be first World Trade Organization, this is what they agreed to. You have to give Americans access to your courts and a fair hearing in your courts like America does to Chinese businesses. Nope. No access to the courts. They steal all our intellectual property. We can't even sue. They cut, but they can come in here and use our courts, and they have, against U.S. businesses. And it goes on and on and on. Over 1,000 products, 1,000 projects or digital services, the tech, stolen. Nothing. Not let us keep them, you know, but hey, if Timo's not up and operating, what will we do? I don't know. Folks, listen to what they're telling their people, okay? So that you can think, this is who Wall Street is advocating for. This is who the U.S. media is advocating for. This is who owned our last president.
Despite frequent statements in the Chinese media by former bureaucrats saying that the public should eat grass for a year, if necessary, to boost morale and weather the crisis, the impact of this nationalist rhetoric is waning as unemployment rises. Some may ask whether China has not already turned to domestic consumption. However,
yeah, they don't. They can't. That model's not going to work for them. It's not. Now we're hearing this. Riots. China riots. Furious workers riot as factories collapse under Trump's tariffs. Folks, I'm telling you, look, here's where this gets interesting, okay? Because Trump's saying right now, he doesn't want to freak Wall Street out. He doesn't want to freak their media out because they lie. They're going to try to tank the market to save China. Trump has cut two trade deals with China already, okay? The second one, they gave themselves an out clause if there was an outbreak of a virus. And then there was an outbreak of the virus. And the other one, they basically just cut the deal, spent, you know, 2 years doing it with the Trump administration and then just ignored it. Trump knows another trade deal is not going to do it. It's not going to do it. They'll just wait for the next Democrat regime, run wild and rule the world. You don't want evil like this ruling the world. 100 million dead in their own country. They tell their own people to win the trade war. Oh, you'll eat grass. What does that mean? You're going to starve for a year. A lot of you die. We don't care. Yeah, that's who I want taking over my country. That's who I want controlling YouTube. That video you just heard, by the way, in the middle of it, they asked for a subscription because China gets YouTube to censor anti-China videos on YouTube. In this country. This is not a future, folks. I don't care how much money you save on Timu. This is not a future. And this is, they're not going to tell you, so you got to go to the Daily Caller to find this out, okay, this morning. Listen to this. Workers throughout China, this is Daily Caller. Workers throughout China are flooding the streets in revolt as U.S. President Donald Trump's tariffs slam the fragile Chinese export economy. What does this mean? There's only one way forward here, folks. We're going to go to war with this country. We can either do it with bullets later or we can do it with trade now. Those are our options. They're going to run this world, and you're not going to want to live in that world. From the cramped streets of Sichuan in the southwest to the cold outskirts of Inner Mongolia in the northeast, furious workers are demanding back pay, protesting mass layoffs as factories shutter on the pressure of Trump's tariffs. In some cases, they are burning them down. Outside an LED light factory manufacturing plant in Shanghai, thousands of unpaid workers shouted furiously at company managers over wages that haven't been paid since January. What did New York Post say? Beijing's biggest worry is not a tariff recession, but the social unrest that will follow. It's already starting. We got one way, folks. One way, big picture going forward. Think like China does. We make China Japan. We collapse the Communist Party. And that's what Trump wants. He's not going to tell anybody this because Wall Street will freak. They'll try to tank the markets. They'll try to destroy the bond markets. He can't admit to that. He's got to pretend, well, what I'm trying to do is a trade deal. Trade deal ain't going to work with these people. It's not. They'll just ignore all the precepts of it, keep doing what they want, wait for another Democrat regime by the president, and it'll go on and on and on. We're battling pure evil here, and this is a bid by our president to collapse the Chinese Communist Party, and Xi Jinping knows it. And what he's sending, the message he's sending is simple. I will starve my people to death again. I don't care. Good. Good. Not for them, but for him saying it. Good for him saying, good, I'm glad he put it out there. Remind the world who this is and how we will live under this horrific regime. Because that is their goal, for everyone to live under them. Democrat Party be fine with that. It's why Biden practically let them take over the Panama Canal. He didn't care. They hate America too. It's on. And I hope Trump has the cojones to stick it out. Because if he does it, if he doesn't back down, he's got to keep these tariffs at least 50%. We got to choke China until there is no way forward. I feel so bad for these people. I truly do. But to overthrow the Communist Party. There is no other way forward. Not for them and not for us. And President Trump seems to be the only person who sees it clearly.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Well, Trump trolling the Democrats. You can just really tell what he was doing. By the way, this Alcatraz story is number one in the nation right now. Everybody's... This is the big deal. You can see that on the program, the software that we have. Trump announces surprise reopening of Alcatraz to house the most dangerous criminals. Alcatraz is federal property. America's prisons are overcrowded. The solution isn't to let violent criminals onto the streets and let them roam free, as the Democrats do on a daily basis in their hellholes. It's to build more prisons. We've already got one. Yeah, it's a tourism destination. Yeah, it's been closed for 60 years. And yeah, Nancy Pelosi says no, it's right off the coast of San Francisco. Seems like a personally reasonable solution to me. People should find something less dumb to complain about. Why wouldn't you reopen Alcatraz? I mean, it's fine. I mean, it'd have to be retooled. Why is he doing this? Because he knows they'll scream bloody murder. Honestly, they should really be talking more. If I were them, if I were running them, we'd be talking about the economy constantly. Negative 3% growth. Yeah, it's Biden's numbers. I mean, basically, that's the first 9 weeks of the Trump presidency. So it's totally Biden's economy. But they'd normally lie about that kind of thing. That's all I'd be talking about. But folks, this is why he's doing all of it. You see over the weekend, posted a picture of him as Pope to Truth Social and the official White House Twitter feed. They went wild. And then he throws him Alcatraz. Yeah, I think I'll reopen Alcatraz. They're like, no, don't send some voters to Alcatraz. Human rights violation, dictator. And what are they doing? They're not talking about, I mean, I have never seen them so off their game. This is awesome. The Pope thing this weekend, though, they lost it. Again, they should have spent all weekend lying about the economy. Normally, they would have. But Babylon Bee had so much fun with this over the weekend. You see this? 10 front runners to be the next Pope. Number one, Joe Biden. He checks all the boxes. He's in his 80s. He's Catholic, and he has a history of making heretical statements. Number two, to me, this is obvious. St. Kilmar, Abrigo Garcia. He'd be sure to carry on Francis's fight for open borders around the world. Number three, Pope candidate, Judge James Boasberg. He's already declared himself president of the United States, so why not Pope? Number four, Luigi Mangione. This would instantly make him the most popular pontiff in the church's history. Yeah, and we could go back to burning at the stake. The left would love it. If you burn the right people, that's fine. We'll start with Elon Musk. It'll be great. Mark Driscoll. Skip. Kamala Harris is still unemployed. She'd always be eager to bless the wine, you know. I don't know if she knows they limit the amount they give out. Oh, my gosh, no. So this went on. Yeah, he was totally trolling them. Why? Because he knew what the talking point should be over the weekend. Negative 0.3% growth. Looks like first quarter of a recession. They never got to it. It's glorious. Did you see this from the Babylon Bee? 12 changes Trump would make as Pope. Communion wine will now be replaced with Diet Coke. Folks, obviously Trump was joking about the Pope. You could tell. It's common sense. Trump is a master troller. And look, this is self-deprecating. This is him. You could tell. I saw it. I busted out laughing and immediately knew what he was doing. He's making fun of himself. It's not serious. Come on. Another Trump. Yeah, me, Pope. This is a guy, okay, who used to call the tabloids about his own affairs to get them in the news. Me, Pope. People know he's not going to be the Pope. He knows there's no way. He's been a bad boy his whole life, and he knows it. Number two, Babylon Bee. Changes Trump would make as Pope. Big Macs will now be allowed on Friday during Lent. Number three, the song YMCA will be declared an official hymn. Mass is about to get a whole lot more exciting. Number four, the face of Trump will be painted over the face of Adam in the Sistine Chapel. Beautiful. Number five, the Orthodox will get butt out in a hostile takeover immediately. Get ready, beard face. Number six, the Bible will be changed so all references to Joseph say Sleepy Joe. And the angel appeared to Sleepy Joe in a dream since he was, of course, asleep. Oh, it gets better. I love this one. Massive tariffs will be levied against purgatory. We will have so much better terms on time spent in purgatory. Believe me. Oh, and confession must now begin with confessing your favorite pope. Hint, it's Pope Donald. And finally, the Popemobile will be replaced with the Holy Cybertruck. Huge upgrade. Yeah. And finally, I forget this one. Any saint who was martyred loses sainthood for being a wimp. Sad. Exclamation point. But the media knows he's joking, okay? These people are hysterics. It's anything. Oh, he's a dictator. Now he thinks he can be Pope too. Oh, and MSNBC going up. This is offensive to Catholics who are in the throes of grieving. I'm Catholic. The dude was old. He died. He sucked his Pope. I'm not grieving. I'm fine. I'm good with it. So look, he went to be with his Lord. He's much happier there. We're much happier. He's there. There we go. Texter writes, Alcatraz should be reopened to house convicted corrupt politicians like Nancy Pelosi. Can you conduct trades from there? What's the internet connection like? I'm asking for her husband. Texter writes, hey, Tara, the Chinese also are also the people that forced their own citizens to stay in their apartments by welding shut the doors during COVID. Also corresponded with the riots that were in Hong Kong. The Chinese locked down Hong Kong, and that took care of those riots. All right, Trump just got a game-changing victory, sure to enrage the media. And I'm surprised this came from the D.C. Circuit Court, which is above the district courts, right? Slap down to these judges saying they don't have the jurisdiction to continue issuing these nationwide injunctions. No, of course they don't. Congress has made that very clear. Decision also said, court also found that Lower court overstepped its bounds by trying to restore federal grants, something Congress assigned to the Court of Federal Claims, not the district court. So all of these liberal judicial dictators who were like, no, you can't defund these Democrat programs or we're using to rob the American people blind. Yes, he can. And if you want to argue about it, instead of judge shopping for the most liberal judge you can find, you've got to take it to the Court of Federal Claims. That's going to put a kink in their armor. So all told, the decision is a sharp rebuke of the legal overreach being used to obstruct the Trump administration's agenda. So that was a landmark ruling on Saturday. But this is huge for Trump, because Trump didn't have time to wait around anymore for Mike the Knife to pull the knife out of Trump's back and our back, too. Well, I'm going to totally get some legislation. When is that coming, Mike? 5 weeks? We're up 5 weeks now since he first was humiliated by Ron DeSantis, who said, look, they could do this with 51% of the vote in Congress in a lot of different ways. They're just not. And they're not. Why? Because all of their pro-open borders, pro-immigration, pro-illegal immigration, pro-tax evasion donors don't want Trump's agenda to succeed. That's why. So they just sit on their hands and do nothing and watch him squirm, watch him struggle. They're undermining agenda, his agenda. It's on purpose, what the GOP does. Anyway, this is a huge ruling for him. The district court likely lacked jurisdiction, they wrote, to interfere with the administration's personnel actions and funding decisions. So what does this cover? This covers the mass firings on the one hand, the tens of thousands. They fired over 200, fired or got them to leave, over 218,000 people, which is fantastic. Got to shrink the size of government. We're going broke. And this whole thing, this whole idea, well, he can't defund Radio Free Asia or the Middle East Broadcasting Network. Yes, he can. According to the D.C. Circuit Court, that's a huge deal because this is a very liberal court. So they're also saying that, look, they do not have jurisdiction. Now, they only were ruling on federal grants in the firings. They weren't ruling on, say, the illegal immigration decisions, because that just wasn't in question in this particular lawsuit. But they're saying, because they're saying there's no jurisdiction here, that many of these legal challenges being hurled at Trump, this is the first precedent that we've run into where, yeah, okay, we may be able to stop it. Maybe we don't have to wait another year for Republicans to get their act together if they ever do. In another key point of ruling, the court found that the lower court overstepped its bounds by trying to restore federal grants. So Trump defunds it. Liberal judicial dictator who, in many cases, family members are making money off NGOs, are making money off this stuff, comes back and says, no, you can't cut it. Yeah, he can. Now, we got to hope that the Supreme Court upholds this and votes with Americans and not the wine and cheese crowd. But still, it's good news. Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes, why then does Trump constantly say Johnson's doing a good job? Is Trump platting? Stupid? Do you mean playing stupid or is he actually stupid? No, I mean, what Trump's problem with Johnson is he can't piss the guy off. I mean, this is a guy whose speakership was saved by the votes of the Democrats and who was working on their budget with them and cutting out Republicans, including paying for a program to censor Republicans and censor Elon Musk as recently as November. And he owed them because they saved his speakership. You can't piss this guy off, unfortunately. Behind the scenes, though, I can imagine Trump is incredibly frustrated. He's got to get the big, beautiful bill through. He needs the energy if he's going to bring back the factories. He needs them to do this. So, yeah, he knows they're undermining him. He knows Mike the Knife is deliberately undermining him. So is Thune. But it's a game, folks. It's a game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going on.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.